Let's understand what are the amendments in section 68, which is source of funds in the hands of a creditor or entry provider to be explained. It is proposed to amend the provisions of section 68 of ITA so as to provide that the nature and source of any sum, whether in form of loan or borrowing or any other liability credited in the books of an assessee, shall be treated as explained only if the source of funds is also explained in the hands of the creditor or entry provider. However, this additional onus of proof of satisfactorily explaining the source in the hands of the creditor would not apply if the creditor is a well-regulated entity, that is, venture capital fund, venture capital company registered with SEBI. This amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2023. Let's understand what are the alignments of the provisions relating to offences and prosecutions under Chapter 22 of ITA. A sunset clause has been proposed to introduce in Section 276AB of ITA, and therefore no fresh prosecution proceedings shall be initiated under this section on or after 1st of April 2022. At present, there is no provision under Section 278A and 278AA of ITA specifying for offence with respect to tax collected at source under Chapter 17BB, providing for punishment with prosecution against person failing to pay tax collected at source. Therefore, it is proposed to include Section 276BB under Section 278A and 278AA owing to the similar nature of offences that are punishable under Section 276B and Section 276BB. These amendments will take effect from 1st of April 2022. With respect to scope of faceless proceedings expanded, provisions for notifying faceless schemes under Section 92CA, 144C, 253 and 26, 264A were introduced in ITA through taxation and other laws, with effect from 1/11/2020, and under Section 255 was inserted through Finance Act 2021 with effect from 1st of April 2021. These amendments will take effect from 1st of April 2022. There are some amendments in Section 144B of ITA which are as follows. Section 144B was inserted in ITA to provide the procedures for faceless assessment with effect from 1st of April 2021. However, various difficulties are being faced by the administration and taxpayers in the operation of the faceless assessment procedure. In order to address these issues and streamline the process of faceless assessment, it is proposed that the existing provisions of the Section 144B of ITA may be amended. The key changes to the scheme are as follows. Regional faceless assessment centers removed, reassessments included within the scope of faceless proceedings, functions of the technical unit to include determination of arm's length price, valuation of property, technical assistance relating to double tax treaty provisions, etc. Addition of the new review of the income determination proposal specifically to the functions of the review units. Erstwhile provision which operated to vitiate assessments in case the prescribed procedure under the scheme was not followed has been proposed to be omitted retrospectively from 1st of April 2021. All these amendments will take effect from 1st of April 2022. There are restrictions on set of laws in such cases by way of introduction of new Section 79A of ITA. At present, assessees claim set-off of losses or unabsorbed depreciation against undisclosed income corresponding to difference in stock, undervaluation of stock, unaccounted cash payment, etc., which is detected during the course of search or survey proceedings, as there is no provision in ITA to disallow such set-off, which is there in case of incomes falling in Section 68, Section 69, Section 69B, etc. Allowing such set-off is resulting in short levy of tax. Therefore, it is proposed to insert a new section 79A of ITA to provide that, notwithstanding anything contained in ITA, the total income of any previous year of an assessee includes any undisclosed income detected during the course of search or survey proceedings, no set-off against such undisclosed income of any loss, whether brought forward or otherwise, or unabsorbed depreciation shall be allowed to the assessee under any provision of this Act in computing his total income for such previous year. For this purpose, the term undisclosed income is also proposed to be amended. Please note, this amendment will take effect from 1st of April 2022.